Okay, so before this audio starts, I want to mention that I am putting a trigger warning right now because in the audio it is mentioned that a sapphic relationship cannot be together publicly. The reason for this is not because of homophobia. I understand that it can be perceived, and that is normally a reason why sapphic relationships or same-sex relationships are not approved of, but that is not why I would explain, but it will ruin the story, so I just want to let everyone know that that is a trigger warning. Besides that, I really hope you enjoy this audio. Hello. Welcome to Soul Sounds. We're a new vinyl shop in town. My name is Willow. If you need anything, let me know. No, the store doesn't do instrument repairs. Yeah, I mean, there was a shop that used to do that, but they closed down, I think, like, a while back. You see a guitar on the wall? Ma'am, are you on your suppressants? When you haven't found your half, you can see things from when you met them in the past life. That's why everyone is issued suppressors. Oh, well, lucky for you, I keep some on me. I found my half. So, here. Take one. I don't need them. Oh, and here's a bottle of water. Better? Great. Okay, so now, what you were looking at is a vinyl of Wasteland Baby. Do you see it now? Okay, great. Now, the guitar? But we don't fix those. Like I said, the shop that did that closed down like a decade ago. Oh, well, yeah, now there is a guitar case behind me. I do play a little bit. Ma'am, I don't do that as a service. Whoa. Wait, this is beautiful. Where did you get this from? Oh, family heirloom. It's in great condition, but the strings are horrible. Don't worry, I have some in my bag. So, are you from around here? Visiting. Makes sense. No wonder you didn't have your pills on you. Habs are a big deal around here. Yeah, 300 years ago, this is where the first bomb was documented. A couple met in a willow tree and remembered events from hundreds of years ago. They even solved some crimes. You know, they remembered the event because that's where they died in their previous lives. I mean, they say souls don't just disappear, they're recycled. I have someone's soul, and you have someone's soul. But we're just a half of a story, and when you find that other half, little birthmarks start making sense. Stuff like why you love lilac and tulips, they just become clear. Because you were in a field 100 years ago where your lover proposed. It's beautiful, really, to know that there's someone out there, because they've always been there. Well, when halves die decades apart, it becomes a sad story. Two souls now chasing each other for all of eternity, until eventually they collide or they just simply stop trying. Sorry, it's just, it's either lemonade or lemons, you know? No in between. Oh, me. I found him. I know why I love concerts so much, because that's where he was. In the midst of the crowd. And we locked eyes and just sorta knew. I was pulled towards him like a magnet. One look in his eyes and everything made sense. My unexplainable love for peaches and why I always get lost in blue eyes. Because of him. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get these strings off, but don't reach over, okay? Why? I mean, do you see them? No offense, but they look like shit. You really should take better care of your guitar. So, tell me about yourself. I've told you about me and my half. Did you feel drawn here? Ooh, perfect. It's almost summer. That's when a lot of people meet their halves here. It's really beautiful to see. There's nothing like it. That moment of recognition when they touch and you practically see them glow. It's nothing like you've ever seen before. All these stories finally falling into place. So many unanswered questions finally have answers. You seem nervous. Are you worried about meeting your half? Oh, don't worry. I was convinced I'd never find mine. So many times I'd locked fingers with people and was sure they were the one. It just... nothing. I actually stopped looking for a little while. Yeah, I mean, I found joy in my freedom. I actually found some fun in imagining the answer to the questions I've always wanted answered. Do you think about it a lot? I guess some people just aren't as hopeless romantic as I am. How many people have you locked fingers with? You've never locked fingers? Really? Let's do it. Look, I'll show you. It's comforting, even when they aren't the one. It makes you feel closer to them. Here, give me your hand. I mean, only if you want to. And it was just mad. And that's kind of intimate, but here. Yeah, so no, not like that. You just spread your fingers apart, and I put my fingers here, and... Yes, I am staring. You look gorgeous. I simply cannot put my eyes away. Oh, who cares? My soul has chased you from the beginning. And I will chase you until the end. No man, no woman, no fairy or god can connect to the pieces of my tattered, damaged soul. But you can. You don't understand. The symphony in my soul, and without you, those keys mean nothing. I have no melody, no rhythm. I have nothing without my muse. That piano can collect dust and burn for all I care. Because my soul is complete now that I've lit my love. What do you mean? But we were gonna tell everyone about us, and if they don't approve, then who cares? Who are they to stop a soul by? My soul is connected to you, and yours to mine, and we can't just ignore this. So what? No one else has done it. We can't be the first, and even if we are, you really want to hide this away? Well, I don't wish to hide. Look, I don't care that we're in this fucking library. I don't want to hide. Well, you don't love me. A soul vibe isn't meant to be hidden, and well, if you want to hide, then I guess I'm wrong. No, I've loved you for years, and I've waited for years. I don't know what I expect. I mean, were under that willow tree. Before, it was perfect. Why are you afraid now? I don't care that we're on two different sides of things. The only side I'm on is yours. I'm only on our side. But fine. Fine, if you want to hide, then I guess I'm wrong. If you're too afraid to be seen with me as your other half, the other part of your soul, then I don't want it. Then I don't want you. I shouldn't be surprised. You only came here because you were running from something. What a cruel fate. I had you before. And I can have you again. But I'd rather I never find you than have you this close. Without being able to hold you. Look, you only came here because you were running from something. So run. But this time you're gonna run. Don't come back. We were soulbound. Then you left. Then I told you to leave. But wait, hold on. I've only heard about halves who chase each other. But you found me. This means that we were always out of reach. Our souls didn't line up again after that until now. I waited so long for you. I lost my love for piano 6 years ago. I didn't know why. I had just given up. Nothing sounded right. I felt like something's missing, and then I met him. I thought it would come back, but it didn't. I loved you. I was bound to you, and my soul gave up. But now we're here. We have this, but I have him. I don't know. What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, I didn't know that it could change. I didn't have you. So I found him, but now you're here. And I don't know. I understand why you didn't want to be together then. But now we can. doctor, and I should have never pushed you away. I should have listened. I spent lifetimes looking for you, and in faces and places, and I could never find someone like you. What about him? Leaving him? I can't just leave him. What do you mean? Listen. Our souls are bound, yes. But my soul is also bound with him. No, I've never heard of this happening, but it has. Right? And now we're in the middle of it. And I don't know. Well, okay, I'm sorry I'm not an emotional wreck right now, because I'm not even sure if this is actually real, or if I'm hallucinating, or if you're actually real. I don't know anything right now. I just know I have seen and heard so many beautiful things. But even when you walked in, I was taken back by the way you smell like lilacs. I fucking hate guitar. But I wanted to fix yours. And now, if I'm being blatantly honest, I want to kiss you. But I can't. Because that's not fair to him. Look, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Can you come back tomorrow? Yes, I am asking you to leave, which is apparently very on brand for me, but right now I cannot do this. Right now, I need to go home. I need to talk to him. I've got to talk to him. Please don't be angry. I have to figure some things out. Here's your guitar. Wait. I love you.